How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I am your host, Matthew Morgan, and today we're going to be talking about a mix of stuff. We're going to start with the sports here. There's some things I thought were rather interesting to talk about. So, I had predicted wrongly that the Packers were going to beat the Bears, but to be fair, I was going off the statement of our defensive coordinator. The defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, told some press people during a press conference that we were not going to be going home this week and that we'll see you next week. We did in fact end up going home. The score was 27-31. We lost by 4. Brandon McManus did have a missed PAT and 2 missed field goals. So that is 7 points that we could have had on the board that would have won us the game. But Brandon McManus absolutely flopped, and he's probably not going to be on the team next year. If I had to take a wager, he's going to be gone. If I had to take a wager, he might just retire. Honestly, I don't know. I'm kind of salty about the whole thing. So there's that. But no, the Bears played a good game of football. I mean, the Packers should have won the game. The Bears, they had, they did good on coming back in the game. The Packers had the lead throughout the entirety of the game. It was 21-3 at halftime, and then come the third quarter, it was 21-6, and then the Bears put up 25 points in the fourth quarter to come back and beat the Packers. So, good game by the Bears. Very unhappy with the Packers. Very unhappy with Brandon McManus. Personally, I'm very unhappy with Jeff Hafley. I understand that Jeff Hafley's on a fast track to become an NFL head coach, allegedly. But, possibly next season he might be a head coach. But I am rather unhappy with Jeff Hafley. He can leave the front office. come on. I don't know. I'm just upset about the entire thing, so there's that. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. So the Bears move on. The Packers are out of the playoffs. Like I said, Brandon McManus missed 7 points worth of kicks and lost the game for the Packers. So that's on that's all on Brandon McManus, in my opinion. I mean, the defense, I guess, could have done better. I mean, they let up 25 points in the fourth quarter. Absurd. But nonetheless, good game by the Bears. Mike Tomlin did step down. So, by the way, this is also interesting. I predicted that should Mike Tomlin lose handedly to the Texans, which he did, 30-6, very handedly, the Texans put the work in on the Steelers. But I predicted that if not just me. I mean, it was like a thing that I just happened to go along with because it sounded like it would, kind of like what happened to Harbaugh. But Mike Tomlin stepped down as the head coach. I thought he was going to be fired because he lost handedly, but no, he stepped down as the head coach of the Steelers and doesn't plan to coach in the near future, according to him. There are teams interested in him, should he come back, the Steelers will retain his rights to his coaching rights as he stepped down and wasn't fired. I was gonna read the statement, but it's a fairly basic statement. He thanks the fans, thanks the front office, thanks the players, you know, that kind of thing. Says that he's grateful to have been a Steelers coach and that the Steelers have been such a big part of his life, that kind of thing. I think that's rather interesting, though. It's not often you see head coaches step down. If they step down, usually they retire. I don't know that we've seen the end of Mike Tomlin, though. I mean, Mike Tomlin's still a young fellow. I mean, he's not, young, I guess, but Mike Tomlin's still young. I mean, Mike Tomlin's, in his 50s? Yeah, 53. Mike Tomlin is 53. Young, in comparison to a lot of NFL coaches. And he's been the head coach of the Steelers for a long time. And he's never had a losing season. He could get a coaching job, I'm sure, if he wanted to get a coaching job somewhere. but I don't know. He might take a year or two off and come back. I'm not sure. Maybe there was a deal made with the front office where, like, he takes a year off, and should the coaching replacement that they give put there not do well, then he comes back. That's all speculation by me. Nobody else made that speculation. I doubt it, though. I mean, Mike Tomlin seemed like it was kind of time for Mike Tomlin to go. I'm pretty sure I talked about last week that there was a game. I don't remember the exact week. But there was a game in which, I think it was against the Bills, in which it was a home game for the Steelers, and the Steelers fans were chanting, fire Tomlin. Fire Tomlin, that kind of thing. Interesting, nonetheless. Mike Tomlin, I didn't think you'd ever see a day where Mike Tomlin was getting booed out of Heinz Field. I mean, you know, he was probably still considered a legend over there. But I thought that was interesting, so I'm interested to see who goes there for the head coaching job and to see what happens to Mike Tomlin. By the way, the playoffs this week, I guess this week it would count as, but the playoffs have been incredible. The Bears and Packers, 27-31. The Packers lost, but they had the chance to score. I mean, there was a ball thrown to the touchdown. On the last play. So it was a competition up until the last play for that game. Like I said, good game. The Rams and Panthers, also good game, 34-31. The Texans absolutely stomped on the Steelers, 30-6, so that one was kind of rough. But then you had the Bills, 27-24, the 49ers and the Eagles. By the way, the 49ers, so injury-prone. Considering the 49ers have so many injuries, I'm surprised they put out the Eagles, I won't lie to you. But the Eagles lost by 4 points, 23-19. The 49ers won that game. So of those games, the worst one was probably the Chargers and the Patriots. There's no reason, in my opinion, that the Patriots should have won that game. The Chargers just didn't do well, it would seem. I mean, they put up 3 points. The receivers, I guess, I don't know. I'm not sure what the problem was, truth be told. It was just a rough game. It was a defensive game. The defense has played well. Doesn't surprise me for the Patriots. The Patriots have a good defense, especially led by Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel, great coach in my opinion. Well, I guess Mike Vrabel's the head coach of the Patriots, but he's a defensive-minded coach. Great coach, Mike Vrabel. Took the Titans to the playoffs a couple of times when they had Derrick Henry, and then he got fired for some reason. I didn't think that was a great idea. But, yeah. So, the Chargers and the Patriots game, 3-16. The Patriots did end up winning. I do believe that after the game, I can picture the man's face now. I can even tell you the college he went to. He went to Oregon. Justin Herbert. There we go. Justin Herbert said that, basically he hadn't figured it out yet as far as the playoff games go. I don't think Drake May's figured it out, honestly, either. I mean, I think this is Drake May's first playoff game, but it was a rough game. So there's that. Now, the Rams and the Panthers game was good. There was a lot of offense involved in that game. I was rooting for the Panthers, but I did predict the Rams to win, I do believe. I ought to write this down. I was rooting for the Panthers. The Panthers got a lot closer than I thought, I won't lie. They were in the game the entire game, and I did not expect that. So that's good on them. The Bills did beat the Jaguars. I'm rooting for the Bills. The Packers got put out of the playoffs, so I'm rooting for the Bills to win it all, as I'm sure everybody knows about the whole, how the Bills went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row and lost them all, and they had, like, you know, Jim Kelly, I think, was their quarterback, and that whole gang of people. But went to the Super Bowl 4 times, lost all 4. So hopefully Josh Allen and the Bills can make that happen. The 49ers, like I said, beat the Eagles despite all the injuries, which is good for the 49ers. Bad for the Eagles. I mean, doesn't bode well when you lose to a bunch of it's not like everybody on the team was hurt. They have a lot of defensive players hurt. But I guess, you know, second man up mentality on the 49ers. Also, something I thought was interesting. I don't know, truthfully, what all of these, like, big-name positions do in the front office. But Matt Ryan, I thought this was interesting, so I figured I'd add it to the whole conversation. Matt Ryan was hired as the Falcons' president of football operations. Now, Matt Ryan was a quarterback for the Falcons for a long time. You know, I think Matt Ryan, Matt Ryan is a very underrated quarterback. Or was, I guess he's retired. But he has been hired as the Falcons' president of football operations. I do believe after, I don't know, there were plenty of front office moves, I do believe, for the Falcons. And, I mean, I don't know how well I don't know how well Matt Ryan is going to do in the job, because I don't know what the job title really is. But, I mean, he was around football for a long time. It seems he's been around football continuously, even since his retirement. So, I'm sure he's going to do well. I mean, you know, football experience, I'd assume, translates. But also with the, I said nine. It's actually still eight. So there were nine head coaching jobs open when I was writing my list, it seems. It is now eight head coaching jobs as John Harbaugh. I want to make sure I get that right. John Harbaugh, yes, signs to the Giants. So Harbaugh is now coaching the Giants. I think that's going to be good. I'm a big fan of the Giants, the team. The team themselves, I guess I don't really have any allegiance to, per se, but I do like Jackson Dart. I was a big fan of Jackson Dart coming out of, Ole Miss, I think. I don't remember where he came from. I watched a lot of film on Jackson Dart, though, after the Giants drafted him. And I was quite pleased. I read his scouting report also. I was quite pleased. I like Cam Scataboo, I think it's pronounced. I like Malik Nabers is really good. I like Tyrone Tracy. They have a lot of charismatic players over on the Giants, and that's always good. I like some charisma with my football players. So that's neat. But yes, eight head coaching jobs open now after the Harbaugh hire. The eighth being now after the Giants signed Harbaugh. The eighth being the Steelers. Now, like I said, I mean, I think that the fact that Mike Tomlin stepped down as a head coach is pretty cool. I mean, the man had been there for a while. I have been saying that they should fire Mike Tomlin for a while now. I mean, probably just because I'm not a fan of the Steelers, but Tomlin was you can't have no seasons under 500 and not be considered good. I mean, he's got a winning record. That's what you're looking for. He just never quite figured out the playoffs, I don't think. Also, after they lost that playoff game, I'm pretty sure Aaron Rodgers kept apologizing For some reason, I forgot Mike Tomlin's name. But yes, Aaron Rodgers, I'm pretty sure I read that he kept saying I'm sorry to Mike Tomlin. So I'm not sure. I mean, I guess Aaron Rodgers probably felt bad. I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers' last season, if he's not lying. I mean, he said at the start of this year that he's only going to play for another year. And if that's true, that's rough, because Aaron Rodgers' last pass in the NFL was a pick six. So that's... It's sad to see a quarterback who's probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame. It's rough to see a quarterback go out that way. It's upsetting. I mean, I have no love lost for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I've had problems with Aaron. Well, I mean, I don't know him personally, obviously, but I've had problems with him since he left the Packers, because he left and was basically complained that The reasoning being that the Packers never drafted him any weapons, and then he went to the Jets. And then the first thing he did when he got to the Jets was took Alan Lazard, took Randall Cobb, wanted Mercedes Lewis. I think I'm forgetting somebody. But yeah, so essentially, Aaron Rodgers just took the entire, all the receivers he had at the Packers anyways. So I don't know why. I don't know. The whole situation didn't make any sense to me. And also, the hiring of Brandon McManus didn't make any sense. Because I don't know if they fired... I think they just didn't re-sign him. Mason Crosby. And then after Mason Crosby, was gone, we drafted... the brother to Daniel Carlson. I can't remember his first name. Either way, we drafted Daniel Carlson's brother. He was okay. He just was very, inconsistent. We ended up dropping him, and then we hired, Brandon McManus, which ended up, going how it went. I don't quite understand. The Packers have had a lot of problems with the special teams. But, I don't know. It's interesting. By the way, yes, his brother's name is Anders Carlson. So, yeah, there's that. Anders Carlson, doesn't look like he has a team right now. Which makes sense, I guess. Inconsistency for kickers is very punishable in the NFL. Kickers are the most replaceable position in all of football. Yeah, it's brutal. But, no. So, anyways, Adam Thielen retired. I feel like there's really not much to say there. I just felt like it was worth mentioning. I mean, most people know who Adam Thielen is. He spent most of his, I want to say most of his career, but it could be all of it for all I know. He was in the NFL for a long time. Adam Thielen retired. He was on the Vikings. I don't think he ended on the Vikings, actually, so I guess I can't say his entire career. But he was, maybe he did end on the Vikings. Look at that. Either way, he's retired. I was quite a fan of Adam Thielen. I know it doesn't sound like it. I can't tell you what teams he played at, but he was... Adam Thielen was also one of the underrated receivers. He kind of reminds me, for some reason, of... Jordy Nelson on the Packers. He kind of got that kind of vibe about him. But it's probably... I don't know. Just me, I guess. But another thing on gambling real fast... federal prosecutors have charged 20 people, including 15 former college basketball players, in what they called a betting scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. I honestly didn't think that sports betting would have this much of an impact on the... I didn't think that... I mean, I knew that there were going to be people who got caught. Doing things. But there were a couple pitchers on the Cleveland Guardians who got caught, or I don't know if they got caught, but they allegedly were throwing bad pitches at the behest of gamblers. Because you can bet on like single pitches. And there was one in the NBA recently as to where the NBA caught I think they were actually considered caught on this one, but I'm going to say alleged again. They were, at the very least, got in trouble after an investigation because I want to say a coach and a player or two. I don't remember the specifics, but the NBA had some. There's more for basketball now in the NCAA. There were some in the MLB. It wouldn't surprise me if I found out that Brandon McManus missed all of those field goals because he took a fat payout. I don't think it was a great idea to legalize sports gambling. I think it seems to me as if it's hurt the integrity of the game. I guess that was the concern always, but apparently it was not very well thought through, I guess. I don't know. I mean, they've tried to do things. I mean, like, after the baseball pitching thing where the Guardians pitchers were accused of throwing bad pitches at the behest of gamblers, they set, like, the legal bet limit to, like, $200, I believe it was, for a single pitch. I don't know. They did more things than that. I can't recall everything that the wine said that they did. But yeah. I don't think sports betting is great. I think it's done a lot of harm to the sporting world. Oh, by the way, also, the phone lines are open, so if you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation, do feel free to call in. 740-383-9944. That is 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say about, well, anything at all, you have anything to say about the playoffs, Brandon McManus, the gambling, any of it, feel free. 740-383-9944. By the way, gambling revenue topped $11 billion for the first three quarters of last year. There are entire industries that don't make, well, not, probably not actually, I don't know. $11 billion is a lot of money, though, I can tell you that much, and, I don't know about that. $11 billion on an industry that's only going to keep growing. It's not even legal in all the states yet. It's certainly working its way there. It's legal in most of them now. And as of, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, it was, like, illegal in the majority of them. I don't know how that's all. I just don't know. Same thing with the lottery, I guess. I don't know how I feel about the lottery. Seems like a scam. In my opinion, but I think most gambling does. If you didn't lose money gambling, the house wouldn't be in business because the house always wins. But no, I think gambling's been a big problem it is currently a big problem in the sports world. I mean, I know there's always been like I mean, any time where there's not a team sport where it's like, you know, boxing. I mean, you only have to pay one person to take a fall and nobody else has to know. Something like that. But, I mean, it's significantly harder to rig a team game. I mean, like, if you're a pitcher, you'd have to throw bad pitches. If you're a... Like, Pete Rose had to make bad calls, or at the very least... I'm sure he thought about making bad calls so he could win the bets. I don't know. It's certainly an interesting problem to have, I guess. But... we shall see what goes on with that. I guess, by the way, we only got about 20 minutes left, so I did wanted to talk about a couple of political stories. So, well, I mean, there was the Minneapolis shooting. I mean, I think that's not great. We talked about, by the way, if you didn't get a chance, I don't know if it's up yet. I don't know the upload schedule. It's terrible of me. But I don't know the upload schedule for the YouTube show that we do. But if you want to get on YouTube and look up, like Scott Spears, The Exchange Club, I'm sure you'd find it. The last one we did with Mary Ellen, myself, Glenn, and Scott, I thought was, probably the best one we've done in a long time. We talked about Minneapolis and, you know, lots of other things. The governorship, the governor race, and things like that. Yeah. But, I don't think that, I don't know. The whole thing's rough. I do know that as of recently, Donald Trump has, I want to make sure I get the names right. But... He pressed charges, or opened an investigation, I want to say. He opened an investigation into Tim Walz and, I can't think of the governor, or sorry, the mayor's name, but I do believe it's, Frey. Like, I can't remember his first name, I do believe his last name is Frey. Frey. Yes, there is a federal investigation under those two officials, and they are being investigated by the Department of Justice for obstructing law enforcement activities. Well, I mean, I'm not sure how they, I'm not exactly sure how they interfered with law enforcement activities. I know the mayor told him to leave Minneapolis, because, you know, after the shooting, he was very unhappy, which is reasonable. I probably would be too. I you know, can't blame him. And as far as Tim Walz goes, I'm pretty sure he has, you know, he did the whole thing where, like, I wish I could remember the post. He essentially posted something, I do believe it was him at least, that said, let me see if I can't find it real fast, basically that it's okay to protest, protesting is great, and protesting is actually what we gotta do, but, actually, no, I think it was Mom Donnie. He posted a whole thing to his YouTube channel, I believe it was. But either way, there was a thing posted, basically, oh, well, I guess they both did it, because Tim Walz, he made a statement after the fact saying, I am making a direct appeal to the president, let's turn the temperature down, stop this campaign of retribution, this is not who we are, and an appeal to Minnesotans. I know this is scary. We can, we must speak out loudly, urgently, but also peacefully. We cannot fan the flames of chaos. That's what he wants. And Mom Donnie said something similar. He basically said that, Mom Donnie said that, you know, a bit more than that. He said that ICE can't enter your house without a search warrant, showed everybody what a search warrant looks like, said they might show you something like this, and it's like a deportation warrant. But they can't enter unless they have a search warrant with a judge and, I don't know, a whole thing. But he also said that protesting's great, but he said that, don't resist arrest, don't disobey orders, don't run, things like that, don't interfere, things like that. No violence, but yeah. So, it's certainly got people up in arms. People are rather unhappy about it. Understandably so. I don't know. It's an unfortunate situation to have to cover here. Also, this, I guess, has a little bit to do with politics. I just thought it was interesting. There's a Trump mobile. Trump has a mobile phone out. It was launched by, it's not the President Trump, it is, it was launched recently by Eric and Donald Trump Jr., and, apparently it was supposed to come out in August of last year, and then it was pushed to October, and now it's listed as later this year. Allegedly it's supposed to be coming out soon, but, you know, they've been saying that apparently forever. I didn't know they were making a phone, I just thought it was interesting. I wanted to know if anybody else had heard of this phone. You were allowed to put a pre-order on it. They were selling it, or, advertising it as made in America and, like, only $500, but then, I don't know what exactly changed, because now it's not advertised, it's like touches American hands during processing or something like that. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. I mean, there's not a whole bunch to it, I guess. It's just Trump Mobile. They've made a lot of money off of random things. Yeah. So, oh, they do have a customer support hotline, by the way. And a whole website, if you're interested for whatever reason. But yeah. Federal judges, this is, rather interesting, though. Federal judges have ruled that, California can use their new congressional, map, which, has the gerrymandered districts, which I think was Prop 50 or something like that for them. But, I don't think that bodes well for Donald Trump. I mean, I think that there have been more places who have done it in retaliation to Texas than people who have done it in retaliation to California. And I'm not a massive fan of of either Texas or California gerrymandering. I don't think that's great. I think this election year is going to be interesting, though. I think it's going to be, if the Republicans win the House and the Senate again, I don't think a whole lot's going to change, really. I mean, I think it's going to keep on keeping on the way it has been, as, you know, they didn't lose anything. But should they lose the House or the Senate or both, which I think they're probably going to lose at least the House. I mean, I do believe the House is the closer of the two. I could be wrong. But there's also, like, just a massive amount of people in the House in comparison to the Senate. Anyways, I think that there will actually be some resistance and Donald Trump will actually have to start working for things. Right now, nobody's kind of doing anything about it. We talked last week about how they passed the War Powers Act, which was like a Vietnam War era legislation. Donald Trump said it was unconstitutional. It would have to pass the House. I don't know if the House has voted on it yet. Look at that. They blocked it. The Senate on Wednesday blocked a resolution that sought to force President Trump to seek congressional approval for any U.S. military action related to Venezuela. So, apparently it didn't even get out of the Senate. Maybe. Maybe I read it wrong last week. I definitely read it wrong last week, I do believe. Because now, it says that there are Republicans flipping. Oh, never mind. Defeating the War Powers Resolution after intense Trump pressure. Either way, it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. The Democrats are trying to do something, I guess. But of course, the Republicans have given their authority over to Donald Trump. As far as Congress goes, which I never really understood. I mean, like, what's Donald Trump really going to do to you should you not follow along with his with what he wants? I don't see it being well. But I mean, I don't know what the numbers are exactly, but Donald Trump has a pretty good track record of running people against you, at least consistently. I don't know as far as win record. But nonetheless, I think that having some oversight on what is happening in Venezuela would probably be good. I mean, we said that we were taking over Venezuela, but to my understanding, the vice president of Venezuela has been sworn in. I do believe her name is Rodriguez, and she has, you know, taken over the country. She's trying to make you know, friendly with Donald Trump. Also, Donald Trump was given a peace medal. I wanted to mention that. That's what I was trying to find. Venezuela's opposition leader walked into the White House and, he looks just ecstatic. Well, isn't that just nice? Yeah, there's a picture of Donald Trump holding the Nobel Peace Prize there. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. I mean, I don't know how you can win a peace prize, but bomb a whole bunch of people and take a world leader. But, you know, I guess that is what it is, I suppose, you know, he did it. But, I think that whole thing's interesting in and of itself, the invasion, or I don't know what you would call that, incursion, operation, I don't know. But either way, there was talks on whether or not Back to the Minneapolis thing for a second, I just thought about this. There were conversations as to whether or not the ICE agent who shot, I'm terrible with names. Miss Good, I believe Miss Good. They tried to open up an investigation. Sorry, I was trying to figure out how to phrase it. Minneapolis was going to open up an investigation, but they had to close the investigation after the FBI denied documents related to the investigation. So there's that. So it doesn't seem like that anything will happen to the ICE agent under the Donald Trump administration, but because the charge would most likely be murder or something of that sort, the statute of limitations probably would still be in it. Well, not probably. I mean, if it's murder, the statute of limitations doesn't run out. So unless Donald Trump were to say, I don't know, like offer him a pardon, he's eligible to be tried by a different administration later on down the line. I don't know that it'll happen, but eligibility is there. So, I mean, I'm interested to see what they do about that, because it would be rather not... Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that Donald Trump cares about good PR quite at this point, but it wouldn't be great PR, I don't think, to pardon him. And I don't even think it was good PR to close the investigation. I mean... Or, let me rephrase. To turn down the... Because they're not even doing an internal investigation, I don't believe. So the FBI just declined the documents and said that basically there's nothing to be investigated. But, I don't know. Even if I was going even if I was, 1,000% sure that there was no wrongdoing, and I was going to, maybe I just don't care if there was wrongdoing. It doesn't quite matter, I guess, in the circumstance, but if I have no intention of charging this person for wrongdoing that may or may not have happened, why don't I just investigate them anyways? Gather a whole bunch of evidence, and then say, oh, look at that, nothing came up. And then at least you... I don't know. It seems like a good PR move, at the very least. I mean, I don't think they should be running just good PR moves, but, I mean... I think it looks pretty bad to just say that it was self-defense and not even bother to look into it. I mean, the video from the guy's cell phone is even pretty rough. I don't know. Like I said, the whole thing is kind of different there. So there's that. We do have about 8 minutes left here in the show. If you have anything you'd like to say in the last 8 minutes, do feel free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There was something I wanted to mention. This isn't it, but I just got a notification. Well, not just got a notification. It was from 8 o'clock, but I just saw it. Updated about 44 minutes ago. Apparently, judge rules that the feds, so I assume ICE. But federal agents can't use tear gas or detain peaceful protesters. I thought that was just... I thought that was how it worked, I guess. I mean, you know, you have the right to protest. I don't know. I mean, I think that attacking, I don't know about attacking, I think that breaking up peaceful protesters, so long as they are actually peaceful, I mean, I know there are, riots sometimes that people call peaceful protests, or not peaceful, I think they just call them protests usually, but nonetheless, so long as they are peaceful protests, I don't think you should be breaking up peaceful protests. It's the same thing with Iran, by the way, I wanted to mention that. I will give Donald Trump credit on that. He has told Iran to keep up the protesting. Now there have been a lot of people killed in the protests nationwide over in Iran. Last I looked, the number was something like 2,400, and that was a couple days ago. But Donald Trump has told them to keep on keeping on, and help is on the way. Now I don't know what he means by help is on the way. But at the very least, it seems that I don't know. At the very least, he's faking a care for the Iranian protesters. I want to say Kristi Noem's her name, the press lady for Trump. She said that airstrikes are one of, like, the many options Trump is considering. I don't know that we should go airstriking Iran. I think diplomacy is always the better option there. But I don't think that the family or group or whatever is in power in Iran is quite a fan of the protests against the oppressive regime that's happening over there. I don't know. The whole situation seems to be kind of rough. I mean, Iran has opened up talks with the U.S. about its, or wants to open up talks with the U.S. about resuming its nuclear energy. To my understanding, Donald Trump has denied, so long as they're doing terrible things to the protesters. So I think that's good. I mean, we took some kind of stance there. I don't know. Not every day I can say that I approve of something Donald Trump did. And I guess he didn't really do anything other than tell him to keep on keeping on and that help would be on the way. He denied to continue talks with Iran until they stopped. So that's a plus. But, I don't know. I don't think strong-arm diplomacy is quite the way to go anymore. This is, it's a bit of a different time nowadays, I think. I don't know, maybe it still is, who knows. I just think that it's a lot riskier now. And also, I think everybody should have nukes. Because if everybody has nukes, nobody's worried about nukes. That's why nobody bothers North Korea, because they have nukes. And North Korea is crazy enough to maybe just use them. So, you know, nobody would bother anybody if everybody had nukes. Nobody wants nukes dropped on them. That would make the world a peaceful place, or non-existent, because we would all die in a nuclear war, I guess. But, you know, mutually assured destruction tends to be a pretty good deterrent for that. But, I know, I got so far off topic there. Anyways, I don't know. Federal judges in California ruled that they can use their new congressional map. I think that's good for California, bad for Donald Trump. I think that's probably going to be good for everybody who redistrict their map, because courts do tend to run on precedent. So if they're going to allow it for Texas, they almost had to allow it for California. And if they're going to allow it for California and Texas, they got to do it basically everywhere else. So, good on California, I guess. But, with that being said, there's still a couple things, a couple things to talk about a little bit more in depth. But, we only have about 2.5 minutes here if you would like to call in, 740-383-9944. Alright, so we got the politics out of the way, we got the last week's football out of the way. This week, Broncos, Bills, 49ers, Seahawks, Texans, Patriots, Rams, Bears. Rooting for the Rams. I need the Rams to like put 70 points up on the Bears. Okay? That'd be very good. I would like to see the Texans beat the Patriots. The Patriots are my brother's favorite team. I can't stand to listen to this man talk about how the Patriots are doing well. They had the second weakest schedule in the NFL. Of course they're doing well. They didn't play anybody. I'm rooting for the Seahawks against the 49ers just because I like JSN. I don't have anything against Sam Darnold, but I'm also big on Kenneth Walker. I really like Kenneth Walker. And like I said, I'm rooting for the Bills to win the entire Super Bowl. So let's go Bills over Broncos. But, so let's see here. I've got Bills over Broncos, Seahawks over 49ers, Texans over Patriots, Rams over Bears. Isn't it exciting? I don't know. I think the Bears have a lot of potential. Like I said at the beginning of the year, I mean, they got a good coach, Ben Johnson, and they did do a lot of moves in the free agency. They got three new offensive linemen, and they switched up their scheme a little bit, and Caleb Williams is looking a lot more comfortable, so that's good on them. Matt Stafford's looking like he's having a good year, and, you know, Matt Stafford usually doesn't have bad years, but he's having a grand old one this year. I think the 49ers can pull off the game against the Seahawks, the 49ers could pull off the game against the Seahawks, but I think the Seahawks are going to pull off the game against the 49ers. I just have a lot more faith in their offense, but the 49ers defense, is lacking via injuries. And the Broncos-Bills game is going to be great. I think that the Broncos and Bills game is going to be the best game of the bunch, but I don't know. I guess the 49ers-Seahawks are a rivalry. But with that being said, I guess I already took up the last 2 minutes with the four games. But with that being said, if you enjoyed listening, listen more often. You can listen at www.wwgh1071.com. You can listen to the free TuneIn app. Just about any smart device, however you're listening now, obviously works. Stay safe, stay warm, and have a nice night. Thank you.
Share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place.